This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A bill to prevent the U.S. government from defaulting on its debts passed the Republican-controlled House of Representatives Wednesday night. The bill is a compromise deal reached between U.S. President Joe Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports that in the Senate, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Republican Leader Mitch McConnell are working for passage of the debt ceiling package by week's end.
Schumer is warning that there's no room for error. Senators who have remained largely on the sidelines during much of the negotiations are insisting on amendments to reshape the package. But lawmakers are running out of time, and making any changes at this stage seems unlikely.
That's AP's Donna Warder. Three people were killed Thursday in the latest Russian air attack on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Residents, worn out by a month of relentless attacks, were awakened by air raid sirens and loud explosions throughout the city as Russian forces fired cruise and ballistic missiles overnight. At least one child was among the three fatalities, while at least a dozen more people were wounded. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called directly on regional alliances to bring Ukraine into the fold.
In summer in Vilnius at the NATO summit, the clear invitation to membership for Ukraine is needed, and the security guarantees on the way to NATO membership are needed. In fall, on our accession to the EU, clear positive decision is needed, and we are also preparing for peace summit.
Ukraine has proposed a peace summit this summer to cement its vision of peace as the only way to end Russia's war. Zelensky made his comments at a summit of more than 40 European leaders in Moldova Thursday. If you'd like to know more about this or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday China's decision to decline a meeting between U.S. and Chinese defense chiefs is unfortunate, particularly given recent provocative Chinese behavior. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
U.S. officials had invited China's Minister of National Defense, Li Xiangfu, to hold talks with Secretary Austin on the sidelines of a defense summit in Singapore this week. Beijing declined the meeting, with a spokeswoman saying the U.S. knows clearly why there are currently difficulties with military communication. Meanwhile, U.S. military officials said Tuesday a Chinese fighter pilot had performed an unnecessarily aggressive maneuver near an American surveillance aircraft operating over the South China Sea last week in Tokyo on a brief stop before his arrival in Singapore. Austin said China's decision was particularly unfortunate given its recent behavior in the region, but he added he's always willing to talk.
I think defense departments should be talking to each other on a routine basis, or should have open channels for communication.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. news outlets are reporting that federal prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of former President Donald Trump discussing holding on to classified military documents. A classified military document. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
First reported by CNN, an audio recording made in July 2021 at Trump's Bedminster, New Jersey golf club reportedly captures the former president talking about holding on to a classified Pentagon document related to a potential attack on Iran. In the recording, Trump suggests he wants to share information from the document with others, but that he knew there were limitations on his ability to declassify records after he left office. According to the CNN report, the recording was made during a gathering with aides to Trump, including Margo Martin and two people who were working on the autobiography of Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, who was not at the meeting. The recording has been provided to special counsel Jack Smith and would appear to undercut Trump's repeated claims that he declassified documents he took with him to Mar-a-Lago. Jennifer King, Washington.
A distinguished panel of experts brought together by the U.S. space agency NASA to study so-called unidentified flying objects held their first ever public meeting on the subject Wednesday. VOA's Richard Green has more.
The 16-member panel fielded hundreds of questions from the public during the live stream meeting. Many of the questions were skeptical and veered into conspiracy theories. NASA official Dan Evans, the study's lead coordinator, said several of the experts on the panel have been subjected to online abuse. NASA announced last year was analyzing observations in the sky that cannot be identified as aerial or natural phenomena, a subject that has long fascinated the public but ignored by mainstream science. The panel is expected to issue a final report by July. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.